Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, Dr. Bob is coming up. Dr. Robert Lajeda, he's the director of the Institute for Autoimmune and Rheumatic Disease at St. Joseph's Healthcare in Paterson, New Jersey. He wrote a new book called Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power, Live to 100. I think it's going to be a great conversation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A little bit later this hour, our friend Kevin Wheeler from down on the KMOX side will drop by. We'll talk about Chris Pronger's number being retired last night, the NFL playoff picture, the Cardinals signing. We'll talk a little baseball, even though we're in a lockout right now. Kevin loves baseball. I love baseball. We all love baseball. The Cardinals signing some international prospects, so we'll get into that. There are a few stories that even some lingering topics from last week. I never did talk about the Washington Post story trying to get people to turn in their families for owning slaves. I'll try to touch on that a little bit later. Here's one for you that caught my attention earlier today in our local paper. And I read this a couple of times trying to figure out if there was something that I was missing. But let me pose the question this way. If you were to get in some sort of disagreement with a coworker, let's say that happened here with I'm not going to name names, with one of the producers. They'd be more likely to do this to me than me to them. But let's say you slashed. Let's do it this way. Let's say that my producer slashed my throat and killed me. What would be the proper prison sentence for a crime like that? Because there's a guy that did exactly that. Alapasha Ibrahimov, that's the best I'm going to do, reached a deal with prosecutors, pleaded guilty to a charge of armed criminal action and a reduced charge of second-degree murder. He admitted fatally stabbing his coworker, Stephen Hill, 20, of St. Louis, on September 28th of 2019. He was working for two men in a truck. They were doing a little moving. The story says the men were moving an equipment company out of a warehouse in the 400 block of Eichelberger. The video, they have surveillance video that shows this guy and Hill outside the warehouse. Hill gets into the cab of the moving truck. He was the victim. The video then shows the stabber, I guess I can't pronounce his name, Ibrahimov, getting into the cab of the vehicle. Then you see him running to the warehouse covered in blood. Basically, he slit the guy's throat. He ran out of there. The motive, they say, is unclear. The murder weapon was never found. But the best they can do is 14 years. The lawyer for the guy who slashed the throat said, I think this was a fair resolution. It was a fair resolution for your client, not really for the victim or anybody else. 14 years for that? Sounds like Kim Gardner prosecuting that. That was in St. Louis County. All right, as I mentioned, Dr. Bob is here this afternoon with us. Dr. Robert Lajeda, he's the director of the Institute for Autoimmune and Rheumatic Disease at St. Joseph's Health in Paterson, New Jersey, has written a great new book called Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power, Live to 100. Dr. Bob, how are you this afternoon? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. My wife is recovering from a really, really bad bout of COVID and vaccine boosted and everything, and I've come out of it unscathed. I suppose I could have had asymptomatic COVID, right? That's possible?
Yep, that is possible. That is possible. It is a nasty condition. Even the Omicron variant can cause significant problems.
I've never seen her this sick, and she really fatigue, sore throat, you know, just fogginess overall, but not hospitalization, right? Nothing that
is great.
Right. So even though there are people getting, and some people are coming out of this with no more than a cold, but even though they're getting whacked pretty hard. And I remember I've told people this, it always, one of my pet peeves in medicine And I'm weird this way, probably nobody else's pet peeve, but you're a physician. You might be able to appreciate this, is when people talk about, you know, they get a little stomach virus and they say, I have the flu. They don't have the flu. They have a stomach virus,
right.
Gastrointestinal.
That's right. That's
the flu, I've had the real flu before, and I get a flu shot every year, knock the complete crap out of me. Like, for 2 weeks, I told my wife that. I'm like, look, this may take you 2 weeks just to get back up to 100%. And that sort of matches up with what the flu has done to people.
Right. That's exactly right. And this is flu season, and it's causing a lot of people to come to the emergency room. And when we test them for COVID, they're negative. When we test them for flu, they're positive. So it's confusing. It really is.
I've also heard, and I had a doctor's appointment last week, completely unrelated, but I asked the physician, you know, assistant or whoever was seeing me. I said, I've heard that the flu shot really isn't working that well this year. And they confirmed that. Do you know much about that?
No, but, you know, I have to tell you, there are two things I want to tell you. First of all, the flu vaccine changes every year because the flu is endemic. So that when we get the flu vaccine, it's only 40% effective from the get-go. Now, the new flu vaccine, which is being produced by Moderna, of all things, is going to be messenger RNA-based. And that means they're going to adapt the new technology, so it's going to be far more efficacious and far more successful. It's not ready yet, but it'll be ready probably late summer, and it is going to be a game changer. And they're suggesting that people get the booster for COVID.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Plus the new messenger RNA flu vaccine. And in that vaccine, there'll be respiratory syncytial virus and a few other viruses that will be covered respiratorily, so that it'll be a game changer from the standpoint of vaccination protection against respiratory viruses.
So you sound optimistic about that. I sense some optimism even within myself hearing that. But you know where we are right now. There's a lot of people, they don't like what they hear about the mRNA. They think that this COVID vaccine is bad. And there's a lot of resistance. And, you know, I don't know what to believe completely anymore, because I see a lot of vaccinated people are still having severe COVID. Not my wife only, but people landing in the hospital. But what's your message right now as we start this new year to those who are still resistant to vaccines? And I'm fine with natural immunity and other things being part of the conversation, but what's your take on that right now?
Well, let me do two things. Let me first say that the vaccine is quite safe. I know it's scary, mainly because it's new technology and people are very skeptical of new technology and they don't really understand what the new vaccines are all about. Now, I cover that in my book. I have a whole chapter on vaccines, their efficacy, and the reasons for the new vaccines and how quickly, and you know, for example, in the Trump era, we did warp speed because of the character of the new vaccines. Had we not this technology, this molecular technology, we would still be working on the initial vaccine and millions more people would have died. So the messenger RNA is a brilliant way to develop a very, very specific vaccine against very, very specific organisms. So that being said, so the second thing is that in my book, I talk about vaccines, their safety, and the fact that if you're vaccine hesitant, you're likely not to get the vaccine because you just never, nothing is going to ever calm your nerves. The one thing I can say is that the side effects that people talk about all of the time are really an effect on your immune system of the vaccine. It primes or stimulates immune function. So the body aches, the fever, the feelings of weakness for a day or two are all expected because that indicates that your immune system is torqued up, if you will, for lack of a better term. And in my book, I talk about the first responders, difficult management of infections, the difference between what we call the innate and the adaptive immunity. Adaptive immunity is T and B cells, which you don't hear much about, but that is lifelong protection because the immune system, like the brain, has an ability to recognize things. It has sort of a form of memory, which is really extraordinary because the brain really runs the immune system. And I talk about that in the book. And then the communication molecules called cytokines, which many of your listeners probably are familiar with because people with arthritis and autoimmune diseases rely on these biological agents that inhibit cytokines. And then I talk about genetics, infections, environment, all the things that strengthen or weaken your immune system. And it's essential for all of us to know that we are in charge of our immune system. Nobody else, us, not your kids, not your grandkids, not your grandmother, anything. We are in charge of our own immunity. And that is where the book is. And it talks about living beyond 100. And you really can live beyond 100 if you adhere to certain immunologic principles.
So I'm going to get into some of those. Dr. Bob is with us. Robert Lahita, Immunity Strong is the name of the book. A lot of us throughout this pandemic have said, because you see how this virus, Delta maybe, and the previous variants in particular have attacked people who are not healthy, who are obese. And we know that that is a crisis in this country. So maybe focus, and this has been frustrating, I think, for a lot of people, maybe some of the health focus and even recommendations from the CDC should focus on staying healthy overall, because that can help you, especially if you get into your 60s and 70s, right?
That's exactly correct. And, you know, the big takeaway message is decrease your stress. There are mechanisms to do that. Eat well and be sure to have good nutrition. You can eat meat, you can eat fish, you can eat veggies, whatever your thing is, and exercise. You know, at my age, I still bicycle like 5 miles every other day, and I run about 3 miles on the elliptical or the treadmill indoors because it's pretty cold right now. I run indoors and I make it a point religiously to do it every other day. And I watch a movie or something in the gym while I'm doing it. So it takes the boredom away. But you do that, you have a good diet, decrease your stress. And the ways I talk about that, yoga, meditation, et cetera, Tai Chi, Qigong, you name it, whatever floats your boat. And you're going to live a long time. And people with these kinds of immune systems don't really get sick.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you realize that your immunity is affected by your environment, your diet, your overall health, the microbiome, which most people don't even know anything about, in us, that's life inside of us, we share our space, our intestinal space, with parasites, viruses, bacteria, and the trillions we always have. And it really is a benefit to make sure you know how to nurture your microbiome. And that's not wacky science, that's true science.
I think it's interesting because you talk about, it's on the front page of the book, and you mentioned this, yoga, meditation, spirituality, even prayer. I think that in the past, it would be tempting for even someone like me doing an interview to say, okay, that's a little touchy-feely. But you see more and more professional athletes, doing meditation.
That's right.
Well, no, I'm just being honest because I think this is something that took a while to evolve. But now you have a lot of research on this in professional athletes, and I have no flexibility. I should probably try yoga. I'm just a little anxious about it, but I hear so many great recommendations about that and meditation.
Yes, that's right. And if you learn how to meditate, and believe me, my wife is an artist, and she taught me how to meditate. And if you get enough sleep, and believe me, you need about 7 hours sleep. Not everybody. Some of us, like myself, or I'm good with 6 hours, sometimes by necessity, 5 hours. But I say sleep, 7 hours of sleep is good. Meditation, yoga, exercise reduces stress, and that is the so-called, now I'm a legitimate scientist. I worked at the Rockefeller University and all, and I'm not one of these alternative medicine guys. I don't necessarily adhere to any of these wacky ideas that people have, but I believe very strongly that, the mind-body connection, which I show and talk about in the book, is extremely important because the brain, how we behave, what stress we undergo, really determines how well our immune system is going to function. So if you are depressed because of a divorce, you're moving into a new house, you're all of a sudden somebody that you know dies, a very close friend, or you have some problems within your family, this will all affect your host resistance. By that I mean your ability to resist infection, your ability to handle organisms like viruses and bacteria, for example, and that's real. We have research in legitimate and high-powered medical journals to prove that. Stupid things like the light cycle, for example, nobody ever thinks about that. Circadian rhythm has a lot to do with how your immune system works, whether you have too much light, as some of our pilots and flight attendants, or not enough light. All affects immune function. So these are all things that are very important to understand. And in the book, I go into autoimmunity. I talk about behavioral problems that are relegated to the organisms in your bowel. I talk about mimic syndromes. It's a very interesting compendium of very, very fascinating things that will give you a deeper appreciation for how your immune system functions. And that everybody should have.
Yeah. Do you write about, Dr. Bob is with us this afternoon. The new book is called Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power, Live to 100. I didn't see anything just kind of paging through the book on sugar, which is one of my addictions. We're told all the time how bad sugar is, and I tend to believe that, but I love it too much, and I do use it in moderation. And if you would look at me, I'm a relatively healthy, lean person who grew up wearing the Husky sizes, so I've been overweight in the past, but my mantra is more about moderation. And, I can still eat the things that I want to, but I'm very careful, and I need to exercise a little bit more. But what's sugar's component in all of this?
Well, you mentioned it earlier that within the country there is an epidemic of obesity within the United States. Other countries are not immune to that, particularly countries like Russia and some of the Asian countries, which used to be very thin, are no longer. So your obesity really has an adverse effect. And actually, this appeared in the scientific literature that the coronavirus prefers fat cells, and it prefers to make cytokines or communication molecules within fat cells rather than in non-fat cells. So that was a real eye-opener and would explain why obese people succumb to the virus far easier than people who are lean and skinny. And that's a very important point. So sugar by and of itself is not bad. It is too much sugar that is bad. And, you know, when you get to a certain age, type 2 diabetes is rampant in our society, not just our society, but the entire world. There's an epidemic of type 2 diabetes, which is the adult onset diabetes, to be compared to the autoimmune diabetes, which occurs right from childhood, type 1 diabetes, juvenile diabetes. So, yeah, sugar should be taken in moderation. I prefer to avoid sugar because I get enough glucose or glycogen out of pasta and fruit. I'm looking right in front of me here. I have a fruit salad. Fruit salads provide you with fructose and other kinds of sugar. So you can really overdo it. That was the reason that Slurpees, high sugar drinks, several quarts of liquid were eliminated in New York City by the last mayor, not the last mayor, the mayor before de Blasio, eliminated and put an ordinance in where Slurpees were not allowed in children because sugar in children does have a detrimental effect on both behavior and I assume on their microbiomes, which do affect behavior. So it's a complex series of events, all of which affects your bodily functions adversely. You're right. Sugar is to be avoided.
The Slurpee issue, though, man, when I was in Little League, when I was a kid, that's where we went. We went to the 7-Eleven to get the Slurpee if we won the game, maybe right. Even if we lost the game. But then again, I mentioned I was kind of a pudgy kid. So maybe it was the Slurpees, Dr. Bob, if I think about it. Hey, this was a great conversation. I appreciate it. The book is called Immunity Strong. Dr. Bob, Robert Lajeda, thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Thanks, Mark. A pleasure is mine.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.